Welcome to the Real Estate Syndication Show. Whether you are a seasoned investor or building a new real estate business, this is the show for you. Whitney Sewell talks to top experts in the business. Our goal is to help you master real estate syndication. And now your host, Whitney Sewell.
This is your daily real estate syndication show. I'm your host, Whitney Sewell. Today, our guest is Katarina Stepanova. Thanks for being on the show again, Katarina.
Hey, Whitney. Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure to just connect with you and learn about what you're up to. And I know your all's business is growing. You're doing some big stuff. And so looking forward to just hearing more about that. A little more about Katarina. She's born and raised in Moscow, Russia, and has immigrated to the United States 13 years ago and now lives in New York. Partner at M2K Partners, who owns several mobile home park communities throughout the country. She's also the co-founder of Equity Tree, a software platform dedicated to helping commercial real estate investors manage their deals and investor relations for an affordable price and with educational support throughout the entire investment process. I mean, that's just a game changer, I think, when people in this business get some type of platform like that, because that's such a detailed process. There's so much to it. And, you know, you can be faxing documents and mailing stuff back and forth. It's such a hassle. But, man, getting a portal like that is just a game changer. But, you know, Katarina, thank you again so much for being on the show. Grateful for your time. Why don't you give us an update on what's happening with you, or let's just jump into your focus, mobile home parks, right?
Yep.
Right. Let's jump into that a little bit and maybe just your journey to, you know, your success in mobile home parks and where you all are at now.
Yeah. Well, Whitney, thank you very much. You know, that's definitely a journey. And what I like to always note to people who are either starting out or considering starting out in the business, there is nothing better today to do than share your own story. I do not think that it can be achieved, any type of success in anything, unless you really put time into it, time, effort. So if you just selecting a niche and choosing where you would like to get started, I think look around. There is so much information available about all types of investment niches. But see what feels really right for you, what you can relate to, and pick that one, because it's going to be a journey. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take persistence, perseverance, all of that and more. Might as well pick what you really feel you could enjoy and stick with. So that is how I started. I thought, you know, maybe in 6 months, I'll buy my first park and I'll retire in a year or so. So maybe it might resonate with some people, but it was definitely my plan. So I thought that's just going to be that. I'm going to go market to park owners, buy my first park and retire within a year. So it's 3 years later right now. And my partners and I, you know, we purchased three parks in a partnership, and we've wholesaled two along the way. We now prepare to sell one of the parks, as it was always the plan, the smaller one that we own. But I can tell you this, nothing is fast and nothing is going to happen as you plan it, because this is a business like any other, and this is very much a living, breathing organism. It has its ups and downs. There are some times when you think you're on top of the world and everything is going great, and then COVID happens and you have to be flexible and agile. And if you don't love it, this might be really challenging. So that's kind of the journey part.
Yeah, some good wisdom right there. You do have to enjoy it, don't you? I mean, it is. There's such ups and downs and getting kicked in the face ultimately a few times, you know, and having to get back up, right? No doubt about it. So, you know, you've been doing this a few years now, as you mentioned, and, you know, tell us a little about, you know, when did the plans change? I know you said you wanted to buy a park in 6 months, you wanted to retire in a year, but, you know, obviously that the 6 months came, a year came, you know, what were you thinking at that time? How were your plans changing? Or, you know, what was happening to say, okay, you know, I'm still moving forward, maybe not as fast as we wanted, because that can be disappointing, right? But we can't focus on that. We have to focus on what we can change and keep moving forward. What was that like at that time?
I think I started to learn some wisdom from people in the industry, from people who've been at it for much longer, some for decades. And I could see how much they actually grown to love and appreciate what the business is about. Mobile home communities, initially why I got attracted to it, you know, of course it was a easier for me, from my perspective, easier point of entry, because at that point there was less competition and there was a niche for me as a advertising marketing background. So it was for me easier to wrap my head around marketing direct to owner. So I could figure out how to associate with them, how to relate, how to approach them. So I thought that might be my point of entry. That might be my angle. So as I started doing this, I realized this is very much a relationship business and you cannot force a relationship to grow and to flourish. It just takes time. And if you are in this business to create sustainable long-term wealth, you will be building a relationship. It will eventually be your focus. And for that, you just have to take time. And that's just the bottom line here.
Yeah. So when did you start to gain some momentum, or when, how and when?
I would say it all happens. You just need to get your first deal done. This gives you definitely confidence, and you learn so much. You cannot learn this from, and everybody says it, and going and doing your first deal, it will feel oftentimes all kinds of wrong and shaky and very much unknown and very scary, but you just have to stick with your fundamentals and go through that process. Just from start to finish, it will have to be the process. And then after that, you will feel like, you know, 200, like 1,000% more than you were just at the very beginning of it, because there are so many components that go into a deal. So, and I'd say after we were finishing that first deal, we had a couple of others that we were considering. And then we also learned how to discern really good deal at somewhat good deal, but maybe doesn't worth our time. And for me, being, you know, part-time, so to speak, investor, still having my full-time job, we simply cannot afford going into okay deal or just simply good deal. We need a really, really good deal, really great deal for us to make it count. So that's became our focus. We just really learned on the first deal and in the process of doing due diligence on others, what is a really great deal, how we can really make the biggest impact for our business. And from that, I guess the next deal became, as we see it, and so far today, it has been performing really, really good, as exactly as we thought it would, and even better. So this is the kind of deals we decided to focus on. And those take time. Those take time to find.
So you mentioned, you know, like working full time and while making all this happen. And, you know, it's not easy. It is not easy to make all that happen. And so I love talking about that. I mean, I've experienced it firsthand, as you and I have discussed, you know, but on your part, I mean, it's just, it's not easy. And so maybe you can elaborate a little on that, because I know the listeners, many are attempting to do the same thing or want to do the same thing. I try to never sugarcoat it, because it's just not easy, you know, but if you want it, you know, you got to commit to it and make that decision. But, you know, how is that for you? How has it been? You know, maybe you can give us some techniques too on just scheduling, or, you know, how you've made all this happen while working a full-time job.
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that where you have to exercise patience. You have to exercise patience and simply, you know, have a schedule and exercise control over what you can control and just let it go when you absolutely cannot help it. So for me, it was always, as again, background and project management and advertising, all the scheduling, and always I was, oftentimes I felt like I was in an airport control room when you're trying to maneuver all this plane so they don't collide. So very oftentimes I was, had this feeling. And you just make it work with preparing your week, looking in advance, and you know, okay, so I have mornings, early mornings. Whitney knows very well, and you have lunchtime and you have evening. So schedule activity accordingly. Think what you can do early morning. You can probably do some prep work, strategize, lunchtime, you could probably make some calls and you will reach some owners or brokers, whatever your strategy is. Evenings, again, you could do some calls maybe with investors, because investors oftentimes work as well. So it's a good time to connect with them after work. So you can make those calls then and maybe do some research as well. So you can look at your week and see where you have pockets of time, and then just look at it, plan accordingly. That is the only way. You know, you have weekends, see what kind of activity you can schedule there, but also remember, again, talking about exercising patience, you need to recharge your engines as well. So plan some rest and family time, because we all, most of us have, you know, families, and we do make sure that if we are on this journey, we include our family on the journey with us. So it's all about kind of being thoughtful, looking at your week in advance and just scheduling important stuff.
Yeah. Being very intentional with your time, right? I mean, you're very intentional. What about, I bet that you had to say no to many things, you know, or I bet you still do. You know, it's like, you know, to be able to move this business forward, maybe you have friends that want to go out, or maybe you, whatever it may be, you know, there's the other things that are like, you know, pulling on you all the time, right? And maybe even it's family at times as well, but there's, you know, three investors that you need to call back, or whatever, or, you know, or some owners, you know, that you need to call back. How have you dealt with that? Or are there some specific things that, you know, you remember, you know what, I had to say no to, like some things that maybe you really would have liked to have said yes to? You know, walk us through some of that.
Well, Whitney, as you all know, there is only one way to do this. You pick your priorities. You have to be very clear on your priorities. What are you doing? Why are you doing? What sacrifices it requires, and why? Is this a worthy activity for that, you know, time? Is this, you just have to be really clear on your why. So I guess that's comes from that. I was just very clear on what I'm trying to achieve and the timeline that I want to achieve it within. And yeah, but I have, you know, only, I think one thing is very important when you talking about all the scheduling and just being strategic. Also remember, you know, again, you have to like enjoy the process. It's not going to be overnight. So you have to like really see how you can enjoy it throughout, and how your family can also feel part of it throughout, so they can actually support you, versus rather than feeling that, oh, this is like a couple of years we are on the back burner, but then you're there and you're to your financial goals or otherwise, but you know, they don't feel like they part of it, and you got all, you know, disconnected from. So I guess it's just a balance, and just keeping your family in the loop, and just let them support you.
Great advice, no doubt about it. It's difficult on the family too. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for them as well. So, you know, what about, you know, you found the first park, you got into that. What about, you know, just through on the business side, what helped you to keep pushing forward? I mean, like, I know you went through partnerships, or you're in a partnership, you know, was that something that like you noticed that, you know, your business then started to move forward faster, or was it something else? What's maybe one or two things that, you know, through the last couple of years that have said, you know what, this was a really good decision, or this helped us a lot?
Mm-hmm. Well, Whitney, I'm a big fan of partnership. Always were, I think always will be. I think it makes everything better. You just, it's not just an aspect of being able to divide the work, divide and conquer, but I also think it's just so much wisdom in it. And you have someone who can support you, just plainly. And there are times that you will be experiencing in a business those ups and downs, and it feels great when you have someone also that, you know, you can hear all different opinions, and you can find the best solutions, and you have support of your partners, and you can celebrate together. And in the bad times, they simply there to support you and say, okay, you know, we'll get through this, you know, here are the next steps, let's get moving. And I think, you know, just figuring out the right partnership and working a little bit also together just to align. I think this is also work. This is a relationship. So you will have to work not just on your business, but also on your partnership, on a relationship within the partnership. Because once it's done right, I feel like it's also taken us a little bit of time, just like any other any other thing in life. It just taking a little bit of time also to adjust, to get to know how we can optimize our strength. And I think there is nothing better than great partnership. So when you know how to support each other, I think this is when you really go forward so fast. And I think that's kind of the stage we're in right now.
Nice. Yes. And I mean, it's a partnership business, no doubt about it, right? I mean, you have to have so many partners. There's so many moving parts. You can't be an expert in every part, I don't feel like. And so, you know, what about, you know, just for the future, you know, like what do you see, you know, for your partnership and just for your all's business, you know, or maybe some goals or how do you see it evolving over the next, you know, year to 2 years or 5 years even?
Yeah. Well, we right now, we used to put down numbers like a number of lots per year, things like that. I think now we are closer to a notion of if we are even to buy one great deal a year, like similar to what we purchased early in the year, but it's really home run. Like if you can buy one of those, I mean, you can double the value in 1 year. This is a really good deal. So we would rather buy those kind of deals once a year rather than a handful of okay deals or just good deals. So I think we very much scouting the market and we're doing a lot of marketing, direct marketing right now. We are really selective and we've kind of end of last year, we started just really conservatively and very thoroughly, I guess, underwriting, you know, even more thorough than ever before. We just really focused on finding a really great deal, making sure it is. So yeah, I think that's where we see ourselves, just really focusing on maximizing the deals.
Nice.
Rather than number of lots.
Yeah. So what's your role in that partnership?
Well, I'm responsible for marketing, operations. Yeah. And I work with our partners, investors.
Nice. So, you know, as far as the marketing component, and you mentioned earlier, like marketing to sellers, right? So, you're trying to, I guess, build a relationship there. Maybe give us a couple tips there, you know, on marketing to a seller for a mobile home park or how you've done that. And then we'll have to move to a few final questions.
Sure. So I would say right now we moved from direct marketing to cold calling. So cold calling, yep, old-fashioned way, cold call, introduce, get to know each other and stay in touch. Very old school, but that's how the industry, MHP industry, and specifically mom and pop owners who we respect deeply and want to work with and find those great deals. As I mentioned earlier, if you want them, you got to work for them and they're so worth it. Another way of finding a great deal, I would say, is go out and meet them in mobile home park space. I think this is the next step, which is even, you know, you call, make a connection, and then go out and meet them. So I think that's probably the very best way to do it. And I would highly recommend we go and meet once we on the diligence trip. So we would optimize the time and go and meet park owners. But we also have a few people who are also learning mobile home park space. And, you know, we're doing marketing together right now. So we're kind of explaining how it's done. So I'm kind of coaching them a little bit through the process. So, and they go and visit with those park owners. So that's how we establish a relationship through them. So I would very much recommend a personal approach. There is nothing more lasting than that.
So, you know, we've kind of talked through your journey a little bit. And I love highlighting stories like yours, because I know a lot of listeners are wanting to do the same thing or maybe in the middle of it now. But what's been the hardest part of this, you know, process to, you know, this syndication business?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess when you don't know what you don't know, and, you know, one of the deals that we, you know, struggled at the end of last year, and it was a real struggle. We didn't know what we don't know. We thought that fundraising we didn't have difficulty before, and this was a little different deal that was a almost turnkey deal. And we thought, oh, that's the same principles. But no, the investor pool who would be attracted to turnkey is completely different than the ones that will be attracted to value-add opportunities, which we are usually focused on and which we usually prefer. And we had a real, you know, time struggle to figuring this out. And we thought if numbers make sense, it all pencils out, no trouble. So it just makes sense. But no, psychology comes into place. And for that, you just have to learn the, you know, you have to learn the business. There is just no other way around. Like, we could have heard about it, we could have taken more time. But so that was a struggle. And then we, lucky again, we built a relationship in the industry that we were able to find someone who was able to kind of bring this component into a deal, and the deal was closed. But we learned the lesson of, you know, we figured that, no, we need to stick with our value add deals because they are just really resonate with us more. And these are the right type of deals for us and our investors, because that's how they know what they like. And that's what they're asking for. So just stick with what we know. We enjoy the project. So that's just where we should be spending our time. So this is one of the things when I have to mention, this is one of the, that was very kind of hard and trying time for our partnership, sure. Just psychologically. And, you know, and I was during that time, I actually had, you know, family vacation. I went to see, you know, my family, and we were traveling in Europe, and I was getting this midnight calls. I mean, this was no fun. I can tell you that. But the good thing that came through that, not just the clarity of vision, but also the strength of partnership. I really like how we then got together when everything was said and done and the shock was subsided a bit. We just had our call, and just we really went through everything, what happened and why and how, and how we don't want this going forward, and what we're going to do next to prevent this kind of situation from happening, because it could have been pretty disastrous financially. Well, disastrous may be a big word, but it would be really, you know, losing money is never fun. So, but we came really close to it. So I like how my partners really supported, you know, me, and we supported each other. So I think that was a great thing that came from it.
You all learned a lot, no doubt about
it.
Congratulations, though, on still making it happen. And,
oh, gosh.
And just hustling. Yeah, no doubt. That was difficult, but congratulations. So what's a way that you've improved your business recently that we could apply to ours as well?
I say we just stuck to our systems approach and management. And we had systems in place, I think, when we were just were getting started, before even we had any properties. We just had our project management, CRM systems in place as we were working lead. So I guess because we had those, it helps you get organized and spend your time where it's most valuable. So I think that is very, that is great to have in place. So it just helps you run your business. So that's, I think that is very successful, transparency in who is doing what, so we don't duplicate or step on each other's toes.
Yeah. So what about your best source for meeting new investors right now?
Well, I say, you know, our team, we are putting out content about our this journey, how we turn around parks. And specifically, we have now a big project, you know, the deal I mentioned early in the year, which we, you know, we also kind of enjoy and working at it, because it presents a lot of challenges. There are lots of projects, and we're putting out content, just how we turn in it, how we are doing the work, what kind of work we're doing, what we're learning, how it all looks like. So there are pictures there. You can actually see what's happening in the park before and after. And I think people get attracted to it, and they just go on our website and they opt in and they want to see our future deals. So I think there is nothing better than just doing a great, you know, being very transparent in your business practices. And I guess we were really kind of lucky in that regard, that investors from previous deals, they see us and we really stay close to them, I guess, throughout. And that just helps us maintain those close relationships and they maintain their trust. So they invest with us in the following deals.
Nice. You know, maybe you could elaborate too a little bit out, you know, on Equity Tree and what that is a little bit. You know, we'll just dive into that just a little bit briefly before we have to go. But, you know, it's such an important aspect of a syndication business, you know, having something like that. And I just want to highlight it too, because you're managing that and that partnership along with, you know, mobile home park business and partnership and, you know, while working full time as well. So, I mean, you're really making it happen. But I just wanted you to have a minute to really tell us about, you know, Equity Tree and just elaborate a little bit on what you're doing there.
Yeah. Thank you, Whitney, for bringing this up. You know, this was a way of kind of give to my partnership, to our partners, investors, I started working on this platform that is deal and investor management platform that we use for joint ventures as well. And that was a way for us not only to stay in touch with investors and keep reporting, but also, of course, optimize the systems and optimize reporting and communication with them, as you know, to keep documents in one place, communication in one place, and all financial data that pertains to the deal in one place. For me also, that was critical because, again, I don't have too much time, so I don't want to be remembering things. I want them, you know, sitting there available. And transparency is very important for our business. Just we kind of value it highly. So I thought, okay, that would be a really cool tool for us, not only to have this management system, but also have one of the features in the portal that I just really love is, you know, property budget. When you start the project, you plan, okay, so this is what we're going to do. These are the project, these are the KPIs. Okay, so we got started. But also, I thought, okay, but how do you track it? So I have in the portal, there is a deal performance dashboard, which shows actual versus projected. So you can always see how your deal is faring out. So I thought, you know, that would be very helpful. And also there will be a feature just coming up that will have a notes section. So for example, when your actual is not as great as you projected, you are able to leave a note right there for your investors explaining what exactly happened. You know, for example, your expense was greater, or maybe you just paid the quarterly bill for, I don't know, for water. So that's why it's less and it's going to be greater like next month. So, you know, those kind of things that provide a greater transparency is just a big passion of mine. I just really want, we're just all trying to like do the very best work that we possibly can and keep investors in the loop. Keep them involved, keep them a part of the deal. We want them to be happy. We want them to have control and just, we want them to stay with us forever and ever, right? From deal after deal. So yeah,
for sure.
And the motivation for the platform. And one just last thing, you know, as again, partnership. So I have a, you know, amazing partner, Dylan Marma, who joined me just, you know, a few months back and has an incredible experience in multifamily syndication. So, you know, we started marketing this platform and made it so affordable. So it's like no brainer for anyone who is doing syndication or joint venture and plans on keeping doing those. This is just such a, you know, no brainer to join and try it out because it's like peanuts in comparison to, you know, anything else really out there. So just wanted to kind of make it really.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And I just can't, I mean, say it enough as far as if you're in this business, I mean, having a portal is, I mean, especially after the first deal or so, like it's a must, you know, it is a must. And it's neat to see that, you know, that the relationship with investors and transparency is so important and that you all seen that. And it's like, okay, you know, we can create this platform and when now we can make it as transparent as possible. And I just think it's such a great idea when investors can see all that. And then you made a place to even add notes so investors can see kind of what you're thinking or why things are happening, right? That's a great idea. And so tell me, you know, the one thing that's contributed to your success.
I think this is just my partners. I wouldn't known or I wouldn't have had such experiences as I had without my partners contributing and just sharing their experience and teaching me in some ways. And we kind of teach each other. So yeah, partnership, I think, is just the greatest strength, really.
How do you like to give back?
I think one of the things is I'm, you know, I have MHP Tribe group on Facebook where I'm hosting weekly calls for MHP investors or MHP investors to be. Whoever is interested, always welcome. It's weekly. I host monthly, sometimes even twice a month, webinars on the different topics in mobile home park space. So yeah, I just love hanging out with my tribe. Whatever I can do to share and bring this closer to folks, I will do it. I want everyone to see that it's so doable, so accessible, and there are totally people who are out there to help you on the way. Just take the first step, show up and ask.
Awesome. Well, I'm grateful how you've given back in that way and just given back to us today, Katarina. Just grateful to hear your story as well. I think it's motivating to others and inspiring, and just that, you know, you've made all this happen. And because I mean, I know personally it is not easy, you know, to manage all that. And plus developing this, you know, the software business as well, you know, and it's neat that that's an arm of your other business, you know, and that it's beneficial, you know, in the same way. And so, but grateful to have you on the show, and tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about you and learn more about EquityTree as well.
Yeah, Whitney, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Always great to see you, and you, such an inspiration, you know, to me personally, and, you know, for doing such an amazing work in your business. You know, folks are always welcome to join MHP Tribe. It's a group on the Facebook, so it's open group. You can join and just learn about what we're up to. Feel free to join our weekly calls. They announce there as well. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Our MHP partnership website is mhpteam.com. So it's very simple, mhpteam.com. And for EquityTree, if you want to check out the platform and see how it works and what's there and what's coming, go to equitytree.io, and you can see demo there, and you can get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to just walk you through all the steps.
Awesome. That's a wrap. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Whitney.
Don't go yet. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I would love it if you would go to iTunes right now and leave a rating and written review. I want to hear your feedback. It makes a big difference in getting the podcast out there. You can also go to the Real Estate Syndication Show on Facebook so you can connect with me, and we can also receive feedback and your questions there that you want me to answer on the show. Subscribe too so you can get the latest episodes. Lastly, I want to keep you updated, so head over to lifebridgecapital.com and sign up for the newsletter. If you're interested in partnering with me, sign up on the Contact Us page so you can talk to me directly. Have a blessed day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Syndication Show, brought to you by LifeBridge Capital. LifeBridge Capital works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate, while also donating 50% of its profits to assist parents who are committing to adoption. LifeBridge Capital, making a difference, one investor and one child at a time. Connect online at www.lifebridgecapital.com for free material and videos to further your success.